Are you one of those people who end up shaking with rage every time you watch television, read an article online, or, heaven forbid, listen to this podcast? Well, one of the things which maddens our listeners and viewers is our use, or more specifically, our misuse, of language and grammar. And today, the BBC Trust, which supervises the BBC's work, has received a letter calling for the appointment of a grammar advisor who would monitor the spoken word on the BBC and correct presenters every time they didn't get it right. Dan Damon spoke to the author of the letter, Ian Bruton-Simmons, who's a member of the Queen's English Society. So, what's so wrong with the BBC?
I'm critical of the BBC because I admire it. The best of the BBC are the best in the world. It's the few who have let it down. Broadcasting journalists are often under more immediate pressure than press journalists. Most would welcome the discreet kind of advice that the network I suggest would give. If I were a regular broadcaster, I'd welcome good comment or advice given privately. It's advice, not dictatorship.
Give us some of the examples that you've spotted where people seem to get it wrong.
They come out every day. The sports commentator who'll say, to serve two doubles like he did was bad. Well, now, to serve two doubles as he did was bad. The difference between like and as should be immediately apparent to a person with good ears, a good education. I'd like to see as and like properly used now in the BBC. That would be a great help. But the BBC has more influence on education than the schools or the parents, because what is spoken, every broadcaster is prominent. He flashes his voice electronically to millions, and what goes through the ears is far more influential than what one reads.
Doesn't language change, though? Isn't that one of its delights, actually?
This is what every dud says as an excuse. Of course language changes. If it doesn't change, it's going to die. Of course it changes, and only a fool, a very foolish pedant, would say that language shouldn't change. There are three changes, one for the better, one that doesn't matter one way or the other, and one for the worse. Now, when the change is for the worse, that is serious.
And what kind of monitoring do you think the BBC deserves, would benefit from?
Very simple, the type of monitoring that I've suggested in my Churchill lecture 3 years ago. You have a language advisor sitting in the BBC head office. He is fed 100 by 100 monitors all over the world, all over the Anglophone world. Now, each monitor should have knowledge of English at least equal to mine. And there are hundreds of people in Britain who surpass me. We're not using the people that we've got.
Do you mind if I say, Mr. Bruton-Simmons, this all sounds a bit pompous. You know, people feel excluded enough by those who speak in a particular way, particularly in Britain
that,
now.
My answer to that is damn them. If they feel that what I say is pompous, damn them.
Yeah, but you won't make many friends or change and influence anybody if you do that.
I'd rather influence one person of real intelligence and honesty than 10,000 idiots.
Dan Damon was speaking to Ian Bruton-Simmons. Well, we hope we've satisfied both the self-confessed pedants as well as those who regularly split their infinitives up. Tongue firmly in cheek there. That's all we have time for in this edition of Global News, but we'll be back in 12 hours' time with another selection of items from BBC World Service News. I'm Deborah McKenzie. Until next time, goodbye.